We have Mr. Chris Mason in the studio with us this morning, and Chris is the assistant superintendent of the Marshall County School System. Always a pleasure to see him and visit with him. Chris, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you.
It's good to have you here, and always enjoy hearing from Chris. Love his enthusiasm, his love of the Marshall County School System, and you are in year number two, is
yes,
that
sir.
Right?
Yes,
year
sir.
Number two is assistant superintendent. So new school year has started. We're not quite a week into the new year, but for teachers and staff, it's more than a week, obviously, into the new school year. But give us a progress report. What do you think after the first few days?
So after the first 4 days, it seems like, you know, the school year is off to a great start. It's great to see our students back. I think they were kind of eager to get back. Of course, they always tell you, no, I'm not ready to go back to school
right.
yet, or, you know, or anything. But we've had a lot of smiling faces, a lot of high fives. Had a young man at elementary school ask me one day, who was I? The president, because I had a suit on. I was like, no, sir, I'm not the president. But and our teachers have been so great. You know, they've done a great job with the students. You know, we were talking just a little bit ago and talking about our support staff with our bus drivers and our bus monitors. They've done an outstanding job. You know, those are usually the first faces that our kids see during the day, along with those cafeteria workers, and those folks do a great job of really just setting the tone for the school year. And you know, those kids always have a great attitude, and they're eager to get back and eager to be here, and we're ready to roll.
No problems like Jefferson County when it comes to
goodness.
The buses and
no, sir.
Getting the kids to and from where they're supposed to be.
But, no,
what a mess it is up there. But as you say, got a lot of good people in charge of those various programs that all go hand in hand. It all takes those different departments and those different people in charge to make it all work, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. And, you know, Jeff, really can't say enough about really all of our district leadership. And when I say that, I talk about, you know, our directors there at the board, our school principals, our school assistant principals, you know, along the way also. They've done a great job of getting their staffs prepared, you know, they did a great job for last week, and they're eager to move to this week and start looking at data so that we can, you know, start seeing where our deficits are and how we can move those kids along and help them master standards.
And I know that's kind of something that that is under your heading, so to speak, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So the academic part kind of falls under the, I guess I got my hand in a little bit of everything, but a little deeper, you know, in the academic and the instructional part. I will tell you that Jackie Reed, I think Jackie was out a couple weeks ago for Coffee Talk.
She was.
She's our instructional supervisor, does an outstanding job. We have a couple of district coaches in Mina Wood and Karen O'Brien. Mina is our English instructional coach for the district, and Karen is our math instructional coach for the district. And they do a fantastic job, and they have a group of six teachers that we call C3 teachers that work on interventions and then also work on helping coach teachers if they find things difficult, or maybe there's some instructional strategies that they just don't understand, or you know, something that they may need that just might be missing a little, and trying to get kids engaged in the lesson. And they do an outstanding job, you know, with that instructional piece as well.
Teachers and administrators and support staff have so much to keep up with because it's ever evolving as far as standards and curriculum and the technology that's available to help the student achieve those goals. It's ever evolving, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't stop. And you know, it's funny, I know you and I were getting on Chris a little bit out there just a minute ago about the JCPS stuff, but you know, our state legislature works hard to put together a viable curriculum for all of our kids across the state of Kentucky. And that changes quite often, and the state assessment changes just about every single year. And so it's important for us to stay on top of our game, to stay on top of those trainings, to be at those trainings and listen to what's going on so that we can adjust for our students here in Marshall County.
I think that teachers have always, for lack of a better term, bounced ideas off of each other. and whatever the case may be, whether that be in the way they approach a particular situation or instruction or whatever. But now it's a little more formal, mm-hmm. so to speak, because you can have these trainings, you can have large groups and get a lot of good minds in there talking about things that have been successful for them, and that's beneficial.
It's been very beneficial for our district. I can tell you that, Jeff. We, we've been through this professional learning communities training over the last year, and we were able to take some of that ESSER relief money and use that to build a little more capacity with our staff, to show our staff how much we valued and cared. We sent, I think we were over three-fourths of our staff to the collaborative team training, which is what you're talking about, you know, where teachers share ideas. Because what we've found is it's almost like that good football coaches clinic that you go to. Some of the best experts in the room work in your building. You know, they may work in your building. They may work in your district. You may have a teacher over at Calvert that is just top of the line when it comes to student engagement, and we need to get that teacher out to other elementary schools in our district so that they can share those ideas as well. And so, you know, we've spent the better part of a year with those trainings, investing in our teachers to give them that opportunity. And we're really excited about step two. We took things very slow last year, baby steps. This year we're going to be crawling a little bit and taking some bigger steps this year. So we're excited for our students. And, you know, I know our teachers have worked extremely hard, but those collaborative teams, I mean, you know this, Jeff, there aren't a whole lot of business folks or, you know, anyone that, for that matter, that says, you know, I think I'm going to put a man on the moon and only one person work on it. That's a team. That's mm-hmm. It takes a team of people. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at Marshall County. And so we want to take that team approach.
And your background in the sport of football, I would imagine, helps quite a bit, doesn't it?
It does a little bit. You know, it's funny because we try not to bring that in all the time. But, you know, they all when I say they, I talk about the other directors. They always cut up with me about it's like coaching a little bit, isn't it? You know, get the assistant coaches out and let them, you know, take a position and let them be the head coach of that position and, you know, do stuff like that. So it's pretty neat how it all works together, you know. But leadership is leadership. And at the end of the day, if I had been in banking and business, the same thing applies. You know, I'm sure that, you know, those most successful banks and businesses are those businesses and banks that work together as teams and collaborate together and work with one another, you know. So, and that's also part of our graduate profile, you know, too. So,
Chris Mason, our guest, Assistant Superintendent of Marshall County Schools. We will get to our first time out. Be back in just a moment.